House and Senate negotiators completed a sweeping overhaul of banking regulations this morning at about 5:30, and President Obama just spoke moments ago about this while he was on his way to the G20.
This weekend in Toronto, I hope we can build on this progress by coordinating our efforts to promote economic growth, to pursue financial reform, and to strengthen the global economy.
Joining us now is Dan Gross. He's a columnist for Newsweek and Slate.com. Good morning. Dan, how do you expect President Obama to use the news of this bill? He did ask the lawmakers to finish it before we left for G20. Why?
Well, this is one of the two big topics of conversation. The G20 is this gathering of the 20 largest economies. Two very large topics of conversation. One is reform of the banking system, what to do about the banks, continuing banking crisis. The second is this larger issue of the economy hitting a soft patch and what government should be doing to stimulate their own economies. The U.S. in passing financial reform can kind of show up and say, look, we've done something significant. We've had this process. We would like you to do the same. And so it gives him an accomplishment going into this meeting.
So is he expecting or asking that the international stage also sort of take guidance from what the lawmakers on Capitol Hill has done?
Well, we have an interesting situation. The financial sector is a global one. So the idea of simply reforming the way things are done in one country, doesn't have a lot of currency, I guess, to use a pun. In other words, if certain practices are outlawed in the U.S., but they're okay in the U.K., we could still end up with a similar banking crisis. There is a need to sort of harmonize the response. And you see in Europe, they are developing different tactics. The U.K. wants to impose a tax on the bonuses of bankers. There are some countries that want to do, a version of the Volcker Rule, which is the idea that you prohibit them from banks from having proprietary trading. The U.S. passed a sort of modified version of that. Others want to, force their own banks to have higher capital standards. Those are the things that ideally you would want to be done on a global basis, so you don't have a situation where, something that's okay in one country is banned in all the other 19, and basically everybody finds the loophole there.
But the president is bringing this message and this bill, copy of the bill, with him, while the United States is presumably coming out of a recession, and Europe is still very much embroiled in it, currency problems and the crisis in Greece.
So, that's the other big topic of conversation, which is what to do about these problems. Everybody has large deficits in the current years. Most countries have large deficits that they're focusing on in the long term. And what's happening is what I would call this sort of new politics of austerity, where the idea that you need to be raising taxes and cutting spending at a time of low economic growth as the route to better credibility in the marketplace, as a route to economic growth. That is very much a European attitude. That is what we are seeing Greece, Spain, the UK, Germany do. Okay. The American attitude tends to be that when your economy slows down, you've got to stimulate it through tax cuts and spending increases.
It's going to be an interesting combination.
And hope that in the long term, that generates enough growth to generate the type of revenues that
you need. Dan Gross is a columnist for Newsweek and Slate.com.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.